Senator Reid now talking shutdown, and the House of Representatives going ahead and essentially saying, doesn't matter to us, we're going to vote anyway. Is this just more of the food fight that you and I talked about on Monday, or is there a sense that something might be breaking here as we get about a week and a half away?
Well, it's a little bit more than the typical food fight that we talked about on Monday, because there's a lot more dissent in the House than is usually the case, which is to say that the typical food fight would be the Republican House passes something and sends it to the Democratic Senate, and they send it back and say, we don't like that, and there's a standoff. But the bill, which is now on the House floor, faces a very, very close vote in the next hour or two, and that is because there are still a good number of the most conservative Republicans who think this bill spends too much. Even with the disaster aid money in it, and even though much of that disaster aid money some of that disaster aid money is offset by a cut to the Screen Technology Car program, the bill would still keep the government going for another 7 weeks at 98.5% of what's been spent last year. And some Republicans think that's too much, and they're going to vote against the bill anyway. So Boehner and company are scrambling just to get their bargaining position against Reid on the disaster money out of the starting gate.
I guess some of those members of the House deserve a little bit of credit, because their states, at least, if not their districts, would benefit from some of that money, and yet they're still holding out voting against it. But at some point, we get to this conversation about shutdown that we had back in April that made people at the agencies queasy, again, just because of the uncertainty. Then we learned that it actually costs agencies more money to operate under CRs than it does to operate under a real budget. Is that not getting through, apparently, to people in Congress, especially on the House side?
Well, it is, I suppose, not getting through, or the conservative Republicans especially are, and some of the Democrats too, who are all going to vote against this bill, say it's too far away from that deadline to be sort of hitting the panic button just yet. The start of the new fiscal year, as we all know, is 10 days away. To be sure, Congress is not supposed to be around next week. There's Rosh Hashanah, which is generally a time when Congress takes off, is in the middle of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress is not supposed to be here, but that's not till next Wednesday. In theory, they could stay into the weekend, and they may yet have to get this settled, because what probably will happen tonight is the House will pass its bill, and then Senator Reid drew a pretty firm line in the sand saying the $3.5 billion in disaster aid isn't enough. It especially isn't enough if a billion of it is going to be offset with a program that's a favorite of the president's, and he's going to send back his offset-free $7 billion package by the end of the weekend, assuming that he can get at least 10 Republicans to vote with him, which is the number he needs to get his way on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that will require, as you said a minute ago, some senators from disaster, some Republicans from states that have suffered some weather problems, to break with their orthodoxy and do what Reid wants.
Is this a typical bill where you're looking at the possibility that the House could pass their bill today, Senator Reid passes a bill, and they try to negotiate out something amongst those two? Or is this going to be a back and forth, you pass my bill, no, you pass my bill, no, you pass my bill?
It'll be the you pass mine or I pass yours, at least until Friday. If it gets beyond that, maybe they can negotiate something, but just the parliamentary setup looks to be that Senator Reid's choices in the Senate are essentially kick back his own bill or just accept what the House has sent over. That's all he, as a procedural matter, really all he has time for until Friday. Now, but what he may well do then is what he said he's going to do, which is pass his more expensive bill, send it to the House, and say, if you guys want to go on your recess, go ahead and pass this. It's hard to see where they split the difference on this, because either there's going to be an offset or there's not. Congress hardly ever offsets emergency spending ever in the past, so there's a little bit of a precedent that the Democrats don't want to start accepting, which is the disaster aid, which is the very essence of an emergency, shouldn't be offset. So there's something to be said for there's no splitting of the difference on this one. Either it's going to be an offset or it's not. It's also the case that it's not as though there won't be any disaster aid delivered to these states. $3.5 billion is still enough to get these states some disaster help for a few months, and they could always come back and sort of finish the job later in the year.
What's the number that we're talking about here, and then the difference between the two bills, David?
Well, one is half the size of the other. The House's bill is $3.5 billion, and the Senate's bill is a little bit more than $6.9 billion, or almost exactly twice as much. So it's FEMA says it'll run out of money within a few weeks, given all the bad weather this summer. And so the House bill would keep it going for a couple of months, but Reid's bill is designed to keep it going for the entire year.
As this conversation continues over the next couple of days, are there any markers that you think we should be looking at based on your experience following these things in the past?
Well, the first thing you should look for is the result of the vote that's going to happen between 5:30 and 6, and see how many Republicans vote against the leadership's own bill, how many Republicans make John Boehner's life difficult, and how many Democrats vote for it. The narrower the passage of the bill, in my view, is sort of a paradox, but the narrower the House passage for the bill is, the more that strengthens John Boehner's hand in telling Harry Reid, look, this is the best bill we can get through the House. It's a very tough political situation where neither liberal spend more Democrats nor the most conservative Republicans like this thing. This is the best you're going to get, so you better take it. If it's not a narrow outcome, then perversely, that'll probably embolden Reid to push back hard.
Your analysis on this is always appreciated, David. Thanks very much for your help in getting us to understand this better.